What if the real change in our culture started with us refusing to compartmentalize our faith? Could our daily choices transform the public square? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble. I am so glad that you're tuning in today. I hope you're ready for a great day, that God's going to do something amazing today as we walk into the public square. Hey, friendly reminder, what are we doing here? We're trying to change hearts so we change the public square. So we're starting with our own heart. We're reflecting internally. And hopefully as we go throughout our work week and we interact with people, we will have a heart that glorifies and honors God. If you're enjoying these daily devotionals, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in the Washington Defender app, I want to encourage you to place this into your huddle. That way we can all grow together. Romans chapter 1, verses 28 through 32 is what we're looking at today. It says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do the things which are not fitting." So we're working through the book of Romans, and he says, hey, people are suppressing truth and unrighteousness. They're worshiping the creation rather than the creator. God has made himself evident to them. And he says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind." Notice this. It starts with us, and then God says, okay, you don't want to acknowledge me as God. I'm going to back off on my grace and my mercy and allow you to operate in a debased mind. Being filled with unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning and untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgments of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Did you notice that laundry list? It goes through a whole area of where we are as a society and culture. Evil-mindedness, full of envy and murder, and whisperers, in other words, they're gossips. They backbite. And so as you go into the public square today, here's what I'm thinking. Obviously, we want to be sexually pure. We want to walk not in wickedness, but we want to walk in God's holiness. Instead of covetousness, we want to be joyful for others' success. Instead of being malicious, we want to help others and build each other up. Full of envy. We don't want to have envy or jealousy. We want to be full of praise and honor of others, that we won't be backbiters. Think about that, whether we're on the conservative side or we're on the liberal side, wherever you are in God, backbiting is not going to help. Haters of God. We want to be lovers of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. And this is where we as God, being alive in our hearts, really helps us to understand that we are not here to invent evil things. And undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. You maybe have some areas that you need to forgive today. It's time to let go and let God take control of those areas. Look at this last part of this verse. Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God. All of society and culture knows the righteous judgment of God. The beginning it said this, they retain God in their knowledge. It is not that we don't know as a society and culture that when we practice these things, it does not please God. Not only that, but it also provokes his judgment upon us, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. I love this list, not because I love the items of the list, but it gives me parameters to walk in and say, okay, God, am I practicing in those things? And this is where I'm noticing a lot in the public squares, where we sort of have our church life, and then we also have our Monday through Saturday life. And God wants to change that so that our life is consistent across each and every day of the week, that we will practice the things that glorify and bring honor to God. And we already know that those behaviors cause us to deserve death. But we also know that through our Savior, Jesus Christ, there is hope. There is hope. Why? Because he has set us free from death. He has set us free from the things of this world through his death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. We know that the gospel message is for today. So you show up at that workplace and you say, man, I'm seeing people who are doing all this laundry list of stuff. What do I do, Pastor Brian? I want to encourage you, start praying. Take a break, go and pray for them, intercede on their behalf, that God would show mercy to them, that they would come to the full knowledge of who God is, that they would surrender their lives through the gospel message. And if you're living in this disobedience, repent, turn to the living God, let him change you from the inside out, not so that you can be prideful and arrogant and self-righteous, but that you can be humble and truthful and filled with the Holy Spirit by the power of God. Not only do they do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. This is where we are as a society and culture, that oftentimes people are practicing these kind of things, and God wants to do something amazing in our hearts and in our minds. Well, I hope today's been an encouragement to you, that we can intercede for the public square, that we can pray for those around us that are walking in unrighteousness, not out of a place of pride, but out of humility, knowing that we were delivered from the exact same thing through the blood of Jesus Christ and through the newness of life that he has given us. So go out there. Well, let me actually, before I do my closing line, let's pray before we go, and then we're going to tell you our closing line. Heavenly Father, I pray as we step into the public square today that you would help us to walk in the righteousness that you provide through the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you that we are no longer old creations, but we are new creation. You have created us brand new with a new identity, a new spirit, the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us. Help us to walk in those things today. Go before us in all things, God. Surround us and use us mightily this week to see a great harvest of souls, that we could change our hearts and change the public square. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard